Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Tuesday Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Live. I am on two screens right here at one time. I'm on Facebook Live on this screen and Instagram on this screen. Welcome to today's Facebook Live, everyone. As you come on, go ahead and wave, say hello. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon. Scott Lucas, how are you this afternoon? Scott, I'm on two screens. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at the same time. Tracy Calvert, good afternoon and welcome to you today. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you on 2-4 Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and at 9 p.m. Pacific, on Tuesdays, I host live. So today I'm on Facebook Live on this screen and Instagram on this screen. So that is actually 3 for Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. We have Malcolm Stewart here with us today. Scott Lucas, good to see you today, Scott. Welcome, everyone. Tracy, how are you this evening? Welcome, welcome, welcome. The topic for today's Facebook Live is a topic that is very near and dear to me. Going back to 1996, I started listening to the great Frederick Lehrman. Frederick was the inspiring author of the audio series Prosperity Consciousness. At the time, that was a 6-cassette audio program on Nightingale Conant. I went on to produce my own version of Prosperity, and it was called Principles for Prosperity. So if you are my coaching client in your back office, you have an audio program, 8-CD audio program. Hello, Sandy and Beth Ireland. Good to see you this afternoon. In your back office is an audio program called Principles for Prosperity. That was originally an 8-cassette audio program I produced in 2001, and it was the first CD program that I remastered, transferred over into CD audio program in 2000. So prosperity means in the flow, to flow. It's like a river. It means it's running down the stream. So there's a flow. ITF is in the flow. We have Kayla and Corey. Good afternoon this afternoon. Good to have both of you here with us. And Sandy Papavero, welcome to today's Facebook Live. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here. This is the last Tuesday of the month of April. Everyone say hello to John Ramsey and follow John on Facebook. John is a patriot and someone I highly recommend and admire. He has his own Facebook Lives and is very, very effective in his teachings and is absolutely crushing. He and his wife are crushing their network marketing business in 2021. So prosperity means in the flow. It means prospero. The word prosperity comes from the Latin word prospero. And in prospero, it means to prosper, to create, to be innovative, to be in the flow. And it's also synonymous with being prosperous. It means wealth. It means an abundance of. It means I have a lot of. I'm able to create on command. And the more that you're able to create and be innovative while you're in the flow, you'll create more abundance for self and others, especially when you come from prosperity coupled with reciprocity, when you're putting it back, putting it out, you're putting money in circulation, you're putting resources, you're creating value and service. When you're not in prosperity, you'll be in lack, you'll be in poverty consciousness, you'll be underachieving, under-earning, and avoiding. The most common commonality that I encounter when speaking to people who are in a business that requires sales, branding, and marketing is a large percent of the community will spend a great deal of their time getting ready to get ready in an overwhelmed, overweight state, carrying a lot of emotional baggage, and that's what many people do. And instead of mastering success, they avoid success. They avoid success to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over. So rather than being in prosperity, they end up in lack, barely getting by, living the payoff of pulling it off at the last minute. And then saying to themselves, I don't understand. I don't know why this happens to me. I don't know why I do this. Recreating the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. Say hello to Ryan Andrew this afternoon. And I also saw Colleen Olitsky and Candace Purcell and Mike Green. Welcome to today's Facebook Live, Prosperity Consciousness. Now, your dialogue with money. So money is going to be a component of prosperity. Prosperity is not synonymous with money, although there is an affiliation with it. So as I said, prosperity means to be in the flow. So in money, you want to be able to be in the flow. Now, if you're a real estate investor in today's market, it's a very interesting market. So in any given city, USA, there will be like 10 to 15 offers on a house. I spoke to my agent, Georgina Swanson. I'm attempting to buy a house right next door to me. And she let me know that it's over market value. Some of the houses are going for over $100,000. There's no inspections, and I know Mike Green's on today's call. He understands it. So there's no inspections, and people from out of state are buying sight unseen by taking property tours. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. So you have to understand it is a buyer's market, is a seller's market. And then I have clients who in New Jersey have sold their home, and they can't find a rental. They can't find a rental home. They have been challenged finding apartments. So it's a very interesting situation that is going on right now. Now, as a real estate investor, or as a real estate investor, real estate broker, real estate agent, a real estate professional, your communication style will oftentimes dictate the outcome that you create. Now, when you live in lack, poverty consciousness, overwhelmed, overweight, multitude of situations going on, scarcity and other situations, and a lot of debt, the way most people communicate is not going to be conducive to creating prosperity. So your communication style and your dialogue with money will often dictate your ability to create it, attract the people you can sell, brand, market, create value and service with. But if you're worried all the time, if you're overwhelmed and you have a story, and I ask people all the time, what's your story? What's the communication that keeps you avoiding? Why do you avoid success? Why do you avoid creating money? What is it about wealth? Who am I to think? I'm not sure if I deserve it. Well, if you're not sure if you deserve it, then you're correct. You will continue to telegraph your feelings, tiptoeing quietly through life, living not an abundant life, but a very scarce life, barely getting by, pulling it off at the last minute, waiting for government handouts and other situations that are not going to be favorable to being in prosperity. And in your body, prosperity means you're healthy. It means you're consuming quality products. You're able to buy and create what the free market will bear. You're not worried about cost, and you're not thrifty, and you're not cheap, and you're not just scraping by, and you're not a skinflint. You're not a miser. You're not from the wrong side of the track. So deserve is another Latin word. So there's prosperity is a Latin word, and then the word deserve is another Latin word. Deserve means deservier, da, day, servier of service, day of service. So that as you start to deliver service, add value, you never raise your prices. You scale your value, you raise your value. And when you're valuable, you can command what the free market will bear. And when it becomes a supply and demand situation, I collect sports cards. So the scarcest sports cards that have the most value are the sports cards that collectors covet. So a Mickey Mantle 1952 rookie card, grade 6 and above. Now, sports cards are graded in plastic cases by a company called PSA, Professional Sports Authority. Then there's Beckett and a few other services. But PSA is King Kong of that industry. So if you have a Mickey Mantle 1952 rookie card that's 6 or above, there's only 300 of them. So that's the population of them. So scarcity is what creates value. And so that's why in the housing market right now, when there's not a lot of houses, they're scarce. So that drives the market. So Bitcoin has been another situation that many people have been crushing in the last few months and years. But you don't just enter the Bitcoin market because you decide to be a Bitcoin investor. You don't enter into my world of sports cards. I've been a seven-figure income earner in four different ways: in real estate, in owning a business, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, in a network marketing business, and then in my sports card collecting business. So that's four different ways that I became a seven-figure income earner. That means I have a lot of skill, a lot of understanding with supply and demand, service and value, and how to create commerce in free enterprise. And there's transactions, commerce, money that moves, value, service. And then you learn to attract your reality, people and situations that you can collaborate and partner with. The number one sports collector in the world is a man who lives in Rapid City, South Dakota. I have his phone number. I found it through the White Pages, White Pages Online. I now know him. I had my assistant find it. I found his number, and I called him up, and he actually answered on the second ring. I let him know who I was, where I was calling from, purpose of my call, and he is a billionaire in the sport, in the sports memorabilia and sports card trading industry. In our world, he is King Kong. He has over 100 Michael Jordan rookie cards. Jordan rookie cards, grade 10s, go for $550,000 to $650,000 in today's market. I mean, once again, scarcity creates value. A Tom Brady rookie card just sold for $2.1 million last month. The month before, the guy who owns Fitbit bought a 2000 Tom Brady rookie card for $1.5 million. And so that means that the market continues to escalate. When there are people who buy scarce products because they perceive it's valuable. So as you start to become valuable in your own business, in your enterprise. Now, value doesn't mean you have to have made a lot of money. First of all, money isn't made. That's a very forced word. Money is created. And your creativity in the market will determine your ability to be compensated for your value instead of making money. Well, you're compensated for the value. Now, in a job, you're paid what the job is worth, but in a free enterprise, to be prosperous, to be in the flow, it's going to be a direct reflection of who and what. Who and what you attract. Who and what you collaborate with. You become creative and innovative, and those are key components. Your creativity is your branding. It's how you write. It's how you communicate. It's how you articulate. It's the colors behind your brand. It's the corporation. It's the logos. This is part of your creativity. I have trademarked and registered 2 trademarks in my career. I trademarked the term More Heart Than Talent. I trademarked the term Breakthroughs to Success. I've written 5 books. I am the author of those books, and those are all my creativity. I've created over 20 audio programs of 8 CDs or more and above. The museum that I own, I saw it before I ever made it. I absolutely saw it. When I buy a car and I'm going to restore that car, I know the outcome before I start. I know what it's going to look like. I'm about to rehab a property next door. It's a $250,000 rehab. I mean, I already have the money set aside. I have the contractors lined up. I know the outcome before I start. So begin with an end in mind. I mean, there's symmetry. There's poetry. There's creativity. There's innovation to this. But if you have struggled your whole life and money has been a challenge, success has been a challenge, and you're 30, 40, 50, whatever the situation, it's time for you to let go because the pain is great enough. It means it doesn't matter how old you are. It matters how young you feel. It matters how creative you are, how innovative you are. I know a man, I met him in the late 80s. He was 59 years old. He got clean and sober at 59. I actually met him when he was 62. I met him in his early 60s. He was in a network marketing company. I knew him. I watched him in another Utah-based company in the late 1990s. I ended up coaching a woman in his team. Her name was Susan Sly. I started coaching her. And the man that I'm talking about, he's in his 90s now. He went on to achieve over almost $50 million. And he never really started his business until he was 62. Got clean and sober at 59, started his first business at 62, a water filtration company that I was also in that company in the late 80s. And I watched him go to a couple of companies. And in 2003, he landed in the right place at the right time, and he crushed it. I mean, he's been in the same company since that time. And since, I mean, in his 60s, I mean, see, that means that it's never too late, and the time is always now. It's like that when you're in the dating world, what many people are looking for, they look for Mr. Right Now rather than Mr. Right. I mean, it's right now, but you got to be the right person. You got to really have that inside you. You got to have that resilience. You got to have that resolve, R-E-S-O-L-V, that resolve that says, fuck it, I can do this. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care what the debt is. I mean, when your cause is great enough, when your why is big enough, the facts don't matter. I mean, I was $100,000 in credit card debt in 1995. That was a fact. I was in the NFL club in 3 different ways. No friends left, no funds left, and not for long. That means I didn't have a lot of resources, and I had exhausted a database. I mean, I didn't have any credibility anymore. I had been through too many businesses that had failed, and too many business owners that had failed me. But see, I had no credibility, but I still had resolve. I was resilient, and there was no way that I was going to wait tables and have a sales job for the rest of my life. Now, I had promised myself I would be a millionaire by the time I was 40. I was 38. about to turn 39, and that next year I had a breakthrough year. I became a millionaire at 41. I was a little 1 year behind, but it took me 10 years to cross that bridge. I was in that process for 10 years, but once again, I didn't care how long it took. What I cared is who I became in that process, because I knew if I could master the emotions, I knew that if I could find the right vehicle, I knew I was the right person. I didn't have the right vehicle. I spent too much time sabotaging myself starting over. And I kept finding, and that was also part of my attraction. I was attracting to my reality too much chaos and drama, where I would hit a financial rock bottom, I'd have to start all over. So once again, when you start to understand free enterprise, commerce, and what is required to be and stay in business, then you'll be an entrepreneur for the rest of your life. I mean, you'll write a book, you'll write content, you'll create products, services, you'll buy real estate. Hopefully you'll buy a ranch, a farm, something you retire onto. I still have that picture. I mean, I've owned multiple properties in my life. I've owned 10 properties, commercial properties. And I mean, when I was 31 years old, I was in a wheelchair in a heroin center, in a heroin clinic. Roger Maldonado's on today's live. Aaron Knight's on today's live. Scott Lucas is on today's live. I mean, these are gentlemen I have a lot of respect for. They've hit some of the same bottoms I have. And I have a lot of respect for all of you, because all of us have had a series of rock bottoms. But at this point, you want to be at this. I'm so done with this. I am so done with this. Done with being average. Done with just getting by. Done with struggling, done with lack of money, done with not having enough love in your life. I mean, you want to be so done with it. I mean, that's when you begin to scale consciousness. Now, within you, within your resolve, there is a breaking point, and that breaking point is where the pain is great enough. Now, if you're an addict, and you, in my term addict, I don't mean drug addict or alcoholic, although that can be it. So, but if you're an addict, if you're addicted to a set of emotions, if you're addicted to struggling, if you're addicted to just getting by, I mean, that's an addict. It means that you've created a neurological network of neurons that wire and fire a set of feelings that keep you doing the same thing to fulfill the same feelings. Now, if that is you and you are done with this, then it requires you to be responsible. So that means it requires you to develop a set of reflexes. The reflexes that keep you doing the same thing over are called fight or flight. Now, this is why I specifically coach my clients on, and sometimes it takes them a year to grasp the magnitude. Could take less, could take more, but there's a series of reflexes that you begin to master so that the body doesn't go into fight or flight, and that reflex, instead of it being a reaction, it's called instead of reacting, you're responding. So your body, it's not natural, but your body is going to react to the stimulus based on the trauma-based mind control that you experience, based on the sexual abuse, the physical abuse, the criticism that was dished out by a set of parents, grandparents, brother, sister, society, nun, pope, teacher. I mean, if you were physically beaten several times, your body's flexing and flinching, waiting for the release that happens from that, So it's that release is what we get addicted to, is that fight or flight, that overwhelm feeling that we hold on to. And when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, that's the separation. That's the separation you create. As a wide receiver, I was a very fast wide receiver, and I was able to catch a lot of passes in high school because I could create separation. That means I could push off, I could make a break, I had good movement in my hips. And I was fast, so I could lean that way and run that way. And that's a whole let go process. But when you try and control the outcome and you're in control of being out of control, what you end up doing is controlling the control you're out of control of. It's exhausting, and that's what many people do, is they spend their life avoiding success, fearing failure. That's what many people do. Avoid success while fearing failure, which is a good reason to stay disappointed. So I'm going to avoid success while I fear failure, get ready to get ready, educate, meditate, hesitate, levitate, do yoga, Pilates, and all these other exercises, but the exercise of closing sales. And closing sales is a skill, and if you aren't skilled at closing, start making your bed, because that's the wax on, wax off. You make your bed, you wipe down the sink, you mean you start finishing everything you do. Because once you become a finisher, you'll finish writing out your bills, you'll finish washing your car, you'll finish cleaning your garage. But if you're a starter and not a finisher, you can't finish transactions because you got so much anxiety about the outcome. I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake, get in trouble, say the wrong thing, offend someone, be rejected, be abandoned. All this noise that goes on in the analytical egoic mind that keeps people doing what they do to fulfill their feelings of being disappointed. It's an exhausting experience that a large percent of society tiptoes quietly through life and ends up at the grave safely. So Corey says, I am good enough. Thank you very much. Aaron Knight says, I accept my past. I focus on the now. Scott Lucas is watching this afternoon. Mike Green says he's a finisher, and he is a finisher. He's a great closer. If you were looking for real estate property in Idaho, I highly recommend Mike Green, especially if you're in the Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, that beautiful area of Idaho around Spokane, right there around Glacier National Park, that whole area of Montana, Idaho, and Washington. It's breathtaking. And that's another situation, man. You want to be able to travel the world. Doesn't matter what's going on out there. It's what goes on in here. My wife just booked a flight to San Diego. She's going to go spend some time on the beach. She's going to spend some time in Los Angeles. I mean, you want to be able to live the good life, and that does not come by just getting by. That means that in prosperity, you're in the flow. So the world may be a challenging place right now, but that doesn't mean that the world's a challenging place for you because you know how to navigate it. When you know how to navigate, when you're skilled at being able to adapt and adjust, when you're able to grease the wheel, when you're able to create the money, when you're able to create the outcome that you seek, when you're able to let go, separate feelings from the events that shape them. You can separate yourself from the status quo because you have a different set of skill set. While everyone else is worrying and overwhelmed, you're as cool as the other side of the pillow. You have the ice in your veins because you know that you're good enough and you'll create the separation. You'll create the outcome. If you spend any time with me, you'll see I spend little to no time worrying, anxiety, fear, and doubt. It's an exhausting experience that will get me or no one else anywhere. And it doesn't pay any dividends. And what it does is it creates a neurochemical response. And you become addicted to cortisol. And then it affects multiple organs in the body. And it creates subluxations in the neck and back. And then keeps people in dis-ease and in inflammation. And so why would you want to live that way? Well, so many people do. They stand in line and they get shots and they get pills. And you see these people. You understand why they do what they do in our culture today. And when you have chosen not to participate and you want to be the exception rather than norm, then you're an entrepreneur. Then you can create on command in free enterprise what the free market will bear. Early in my career, I took a lot of pride in being in recovery. Now, the kind of, let's see, pride in consciousness is low energy. So let me reframe that. I felt inspired to be in recovery and an entrepreneur at the same time. The reason being is because when I was an addict, I was like JoJo the Indian Circus Boy and all these great ideas, but I had poor habits. But when I became clean and sober and started to really clean my life up, I started to develop the habits, the discipline I once had as an athlete. I lost all that as an addict. I became a compulsive winger, pathological liar, chronic debtor, serial cheater, and I had no character. When I started to reform my character, started to do the steps, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and really started to understand what it meant to be rigorously honest and to really understand what it meant to be me and free and what it meant to let go and let God, and started to understand these concepts that became realities. So that's when you conceptualize, that's when you dream, but you live it. When you start to live it, then it's real. So when you stand outside of that dream and you go, wow, I'd really like to. But when you go, fuck it, I'm going to live it. I can be that person. You cross the threshold. That's when you say, I won't be denied. I don't care what the obstacle is. I will overcome it. But you also don't want to be obstacle conscious. I mean, you don't want to be this noble struggler that has to fight through it. You want to be able to relax, let go, and create the outcome. To live the dream, baby, you got to have them. So to have the dream, it means you have to feel it, say it, taste it, salivate it, romance it, dance with it, and then live it. And once you do that, once you put your left foot in the stirrup and put your hand on the saddle horn, then you pull your other leg over. See, what do people do is they put their hand on the saddle horn, they put their foot in the stirrup, they go, whoa, this is a big horse, this is a 17-hand horse, I don't know if I can get in the saddle, I better come back tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes because cowboys cowboy up. I mean, the cowboys and cowgirls cowboy up. They don't make excuses because we are the fiber that we're the people that build the fences in this country. We dig the post holes. We dig deep in our resolve and we go for it. We don't half-ass it. We don't wing it. We get on the saddle and we stay in it. And that's what's required of you is to be and stay in free enterprise long enough that you start to become emotionally sober, long enough that you're capable of being your best you. Not the person who walks the stage and gets the awards, but you be your best you. Becky says, ride the beast and don't get bucked off. Becky's a cowgirl from Wisconsin. Thank you very much. We have Betty Ann Chulimovich, who is an exceptional woman that I am honored to be her coach. We have Janet Del Cole on here this afternoon. I had the privilege of meeting Janet in Buffalo many years ago and spent some quality time with Betty Ann Chulimovich at two different events in Seattle in 2019 when she hired me. So it is an absolute privilege to be on here with all of you this afternoon. So insight and wisdom for you. I mean, no matter what's going on in the market, I mean, crush it. I mean, Bitcoin collapsed on Friday, came back on Monday. This is why if you're a real estate investor, and you understand the free market, you understand the ebb and flow of it, that's prosperity. That means you're in the flow. So even if you have a challenging day, you flow with it. You don't criticize yourself, you don't overwhelm yourself. And you know, at midnight, you get another asset called time, 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes. You get a new bank account every single day. That is the bank account called time. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Now for those of you who just came on, I'm on two screens. Right here, I'm on Facebook, and right here, I'm on Instagram. This is a new experiment that we are doing at Golden Mastermind Seminar. So we're on Instagram and Facebook at the exact same time on two different cameras. So that's a unique situation. So it's very interesting to watch this, how this is always happening. Corey, thank you very much for the first class compliment. Becky, thank you for the first class compliment. I love you, Cassie. Opa, Cassie's been my client for 4 years. Cassie, I posted a picture of us at Breakthroughs to Success, December 2019. I'll be breaking that event out just as soon as the mask mandate. The California mask mandate is lifted. And when that day happens, baby, it will be back into the seminar business. So have a great afternoon, everyone. I will be back here at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time this evening. That will be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday morning. And thank all of you for being here. Have a great afternoon, good day, and goodbye.